they've got the teams that they really want to beat, and others that, you know, they want to win, but they don't feel as competitive, maybe is a word to say, on those days. But so yeah, they get a little fire underneath them and look forward to playing certain teams try to do as well as we can each tournament and each match. But it's nice to see some of them, you know, every year and have that competitive spirit. Yeah.
You've been out on the course mornings this week, right?
Sure.
Is that by plan or is that because of the weather?
By plan. We wanted to go ahead and get out there in the mornings, you know, a little bit later, about 9 o'clock after the dew's lifted. And but just for 1 week here, so we kind of beat the heat. Then next week we'll start right after school for the rest of the season.
It's a delicate conversation to have, obviously, because you don't want things to get dangerous. But if you do end up with one of those really hot meets where it's 18 holes and it's going to kind of work on the girl's psyche a little bit, where you have to, you know, battle through fatigue, getting them into the heat of the day, there's some advantages into that, but you don't want to overdo it either.
Right, you know, and it's a learning process for them, especially these freshmen. Of course, Sophie, you know, she's played in some 18-hole tournaments already, so she kind of knows what to look forward to in that regard. But these other two freshmen, they'll be a little bit of a learning curve and understanding what to wear, what to bring. You know, there's a lot of things with that, and most of them, have not played an 18-hole tournament. Well, I guess I shouldn't say most of them. Two of those three haven't. I don't believe it played in an 18-hole tournament, and that's a different beast than just going out and playing 9-hole.